You're listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Tuesday, May the 7th, 2024. This is Nomi Segal with the top news at this hour. The IDF has cleared for publication that two reserve soldiers were killed in the north yesterday in a Hezbollah drone attack on an army position near Metula. Their funerals are being held today. Reserve Master Sergeant Nachman Natan Hertz, age 31, of El Azar, was laid to rest this morning at the Mount Herzl Military Cemetery in Jerusalem. Reserve Master Sergeant Dan Kamkaji, aged 31, of Kfar Oranim, will be laid to rest this afternoon in the Modi'in Cemetery. Since the start of the war, the IDF has released the names of 614 fallen soldiers. IDF forces have taken control of the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing on the border between the enclave and Egypt. Following intelligence information, the area was being used by terrorists for hostile activity. Earlier in the week, a mortar barrage launched from the area into Israel killed four IDF soldiers and injured others. The IDF said in a statement that precise strikes were carried out overnight in eastern Rafah. During the operation, 20 terrorists were killed, three tunnel shafts were discovered, and an explosive-laden vehicle driving toward an Israeli tank was destroyed. There were no Israeli casualties. In a briefing last night, the IDF spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, reiterated the call on Palestinian civilians residing in eastern Rafah to evacuate to the humanitarian zones defined by the IDF. U.S. television networks have quoted Israeli sources as saying the overnight maneuver in Rafah is limited and intended to achieve tactical military gains and put pressure on Hamas. Rockets were launched from the Gaza Strip toward the Kerem Shalom crossing opposite Rafah this morning. There were no reports of injuries or damage. A Khan reporter says four mortars and one rocket, which landed in an open area, were fired. Another rocket launch failed. In the north, multiple siren alerts warning of rockets and suspected hostile air infiltrations sounded in the Gaza Galilee panhandle communities. A Khan reporter says the incidents were over. Efforts to secure a hostage release deal. Despite a skeptical reception of Hamas's announcement last night that it accepts an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire proposal, Israel is sending a delegation to Cairo to continue talks. A statement from the prime minister's office last night said that while the Hamas proposal is far from meeting Israel's core demands, Israel will dispatch a ranking delegation to Egypt in an effort to maximize the possibility of reaching an agreement on terms acceptable to Israel. The statement also said that the war cabinet unanimously decided Israel will continue its operation in Rafah in order to apply military pressure on Hamas to advance the release of the hostages and achieve the other objectives of the war. Informed Israeli sources say that several clauses in the Hamas response to the proposal deviate from the understandings agreed upon between Israel and the United States. According to the sources, the exchange of documents creates a dynamic of negotiations, which will apparently resume in Cairo tomorrow. Khan News obtained the document Hamas presented to mediators prior to the start of the IDF operation in Rafah. Details of the document can be found on the Khan website. Egypt has condemned the IDF maneuver in Rafah and said it is a dangerous escalation that threatens more than 1 million Palestinian civilians sheltering in the area. A Khan reporter says the Egyptian Foreign Ministry called on Israel to exercise maximum restraint and avoid steps that will thwart efforts to bring about a ceasefire agreement in the Strip. Following the Hamas announcement last night, families of hostages and supporters demonstrated in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and other locations in Israel, demanding the government conclude a deal now to free their loved ones. In Tel Aviv, thousands of demonstrators blocked the southbound Ayalon freeway. Meanwhile, dozens of activists from the Tzav 9 movement blocked trucks bearing humanitarian aid for Gaza on the Jerusalem Maale Adumim Road, at the French Hill Junction in the capital, and around Latrun. Several protesters vandalized some of the trucks and threw the aid packages on the road. Police dispersed the demonstrators and detained six of them. The public row over next week's torchlighting ceremony that marks the transition from Israel's Memorial Day to Independence Day. Family members of hostages attended a meeting in the Knesset Education Committee this morning on the upcoming ceremony and Independence Day events, waving signs, "Without the hostages, there is no independence." The meeting was called by opposition MK Naama Lazimi of Labor, who said that no representatives of the coalition showed up. The staff of the New York Times, including Israeli journalist Ronen Bergman, has won the 2024 Pulitzer Prize in International Reporting for their coverage of the Israel-Hamas war. Among the articles and investigations for which they won the prize are investigations dealing with the flow of Qatari funds to Hamas, the intelligence failure that preceded the October 7th massacre, the attack in Kibbutz Be'eri, and reports on the war from inside Gaza. The weather outlook, warm but still cool for the time of year. Local rain from the north to the northern Negev through the afternoon hours. Tomorrow will be warmer with seasonal temperatures. Hot to Sharav conditions developing on Thursday and Friday. The maximum temperatures in the main centers. Jerusalem 20, Tel Aviv 24, Haifa 21, Beersheba 24, and in Eilat going up to 29 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.